broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
The debate rolls on and has nothing to do with the Green Bay Packers. It has everything to do with whose shirt is uglier. Kyle Wallace in his 1990s parachute red, blue, green, yellow, orange, white sweatshirt.
I don't think this should be an ugly debate.
Or Ben and Brad wearing Buffalo plaid. I would consider my fiance very stylish.
Mm-hmm. Like she's very, I would say so.
Cool.
She seems to.
Indeed. Oh.
Cool. 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 Cool.
I think she's fashionable.
I think she has a good, keen eye for things that look well.
Yeah. Cool.
Look good. I'm going to murder you. And so does Lexi Nortman.
Mm-hmm.
And she chimed in on the personal talks and talk and text line about Kyle's shirt in comparison to the Buffalo plaid shirt that Brad
sure
and I were
did.
Wearing.
She sure did. So I sent her a picture of Kyle Wallace, arms outstretched, trying to look as debonair and stylish as he possibly could. I said simply, what's worse, Buffalo plaid or this shirt? And she said, that one that Kyle's wearing.
And there's
more.
Hey.
Simply can't work with that. At least your Buffalo plaid shirt I could work with if need be. Can't work with that.
Bro, she's trying to make you as square as possible. She's trying to
square.
Put you in a box. That's what she's trying to do. She's trying to make you just be like, oh, not edgy or anything like
Kyle,
that.
Kyle, she's the only one in our panel that was a model. She literally did
true.
This. For,
I modeled for Spalding, the basketball
also,
company.
Also, okay. I modeled for Prestige Photo right here. Matter of fact, when you were in high school, you probably got a little pamphlet from Prestige Photo of me.
Did you get paid?
With free photos.
I modeled for my orthodontic company when I was 13.
So she ain't the only model around this mug. How about that?
I stand by Lexi Nortman, first lady of the Nortman estate, saying you can't even work with that for Kyle Wallace.
No, I think this is more reflective of you and not me. I think she thinks this is a great shirt, but she said you can't rock it. That's a you thing, Brad.
Wishes for the Green Bay Packers on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. I don't want to listen to these two bicker about what looks better on one person than the other. Stevie says, as he's been saying for the last month, he wants to stop all the celebrating for getting a first down, making a tackle, breaking up one pass, and I'm tired of celebrating mediocrity. Dance in the end zone if you must.
I mean, scoring for a touchdown sure would be a good reason to do it.
Yeah, as
long as it's warranted, I'm good with it.
Yeah, I am too.
David chimes in. My wish would be significant reduction in dropped passes. This grows love's confidence as will all our... Strofe, help me out. This grows love's confidence as well as the pass catchers, David at Mount Pleasant.
That's good.
I agree.
You guys going to throw some wishes? I put 5 wishes together.
Well,
no help of you guys.
I'm going to agree with the Tay wish. That's my number one wish. I want to see Devontae Adams back in the green and gold. It helps the Packers establish these young receivers, teach them what it's like to and what it looks like to be a number one wide receiver. And you have your number one wide receiver solved. Maybe you could get him back on a slight discount. That would be very nice. 2 to 3 years would be perfect with Tay. My other wish? I got to see those penalties go down, guys. This is an undisciplined...
That's a good one.
It's an undisciplined...
Dang it.
It's an undisciplined...
How could you didn't share that with me?
I just thought of it. It's an undisciplined football team. Penalties reflect that. If you are a clean football team that execute well, you don't need to have penalties in order to make the play. This team, it finds itself out of position, uncoached, and in bad situations. That's why they need to penalize to try to equalize the play. I want to see less penalties out of this team. So I can't tell you how many times, big play, it's coming back on a penalty. Oh, here we go. Defensive stop, penalty first down. It's killer. It's backbreaking. Enough with the penalties.
Yeah, for me, overall, when I look at this football team, Ben, I think your list was fantastic. I agree
Thank
about
you.
Tay. Fantastic I agree we need to be better. But one thing I think about is I think about the leader of this football team, Matt LaFleur. My wish list is that Matt LaFleur not only finds but sticks to an identity, right? I want Matt LaFleur to know exactly who this football team is, whether you're down or whether you're up. We're not concerned about one game we're getting Jaden Reed the ball 20 times out the backfield, then another, or I shouldn't say 20, a couple times out the backfield or trying to focus on him, and then another game he's only getting two targets. Let's find an identity. Let's find some consistency. And let's stick with that, Matt LaFleur. And then when I look at the Green Bay Packers, my wish list is that the Packers invest in defense. I understand that the offense had issues
More?
With drops. Yeah, the Packers invest
in
defense.
What they do. You shouldn't have to be scared
defense.
That they're going to do that.
No,
they're going to do that.
I'm talking about we find ourselves a pass rusher. We find ourselves a new cornerback. Mm-hmm. How much we don't trust the first round in drafting from Goody. Goody, get yourself a guy that has been a baller in college. A baller, like a multi-year starter, where his ceiling may not be as high as what you may want, but you know he can come in. He's a plug-and-play guy that can be a contributor on this football team. The Packers are not that far away from championship-caliber team, but you got to find a pass rusher. You got to find a corner, and you got to find more consistency with Matt LaFleur. So for my wish list, it falls on the lap of Matt LaFleur having identity and sticking to it, right? And then also with Goody actually investing and having a sense of urgency for this football team. If both of those things happen, the Packers are in the conversation of NFC Championship and Super Bowl next year.
800-990-3776. Keep it coming with your wishes. If you were granted one wish for the Green Bay Packers this offseason, how would you grant that wish? Alex Drove hanging out in the back there with executive producer Ash.
It's falling apart, folks.
Wow, man. What do you
all mean? Because I cooled his fiance.
Rattled.
I am a little rattled. What are you guys doing
we
back there?
We got schooled by the producer.
Well, we're working on, we've got a little bit of a delay on our YouTube stream, so we're working on that. Also, is just filling in executive producer Ashton Rotman, is how you say his name, by the way, Ben. We're going to be hearing, at least on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, from Debbie Lozaga, who does our traffic reports. Guess what she was wearing right now?
Buffalo plaid.
You got it.
Oh, yeah!
Let's go. Debbie Woo! Knows.
No, we should.
Like Debbie.
I don't
want to be like Debbie.
I don't want to hurt Debbie's feelings if Debbie finds out what your fiance and wives had to say about the Buffalo plaid.
Well,
they said that about us.
They didn't like the Buffalo
plaid. I'm sure Debbie
plaid.
Can pull it off well.
I'm sure she does pull it off well.
All right, so I need to think of a great sound effect for this because once a day, at any moment during Kyle Bruston-Ortman, do you have the Go Pack Go?
Go Pack Go!
Kyle has been holding out on a strophe.
What do you mean?
Did you hear about this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh!
Yeah, one of my many great Christmas gifts. I was so busy, I forgot to grab it off the table. And baby girl said, Kyle, are you ever going to take this calendar that I got you, right? It's a
calendar.
Green Bay Packers.
We're a month in already.
Please tell me it's trivia.
It is 2025 sports calendar, so not only does it tell me what day it is.
Please tell me trivia.
I didn't know today was Friday, January 31st, so I had to look at my handy-dandy calendar. But also, as part of this, there is trivia to it.
Yes!
Packers
We're going to do
trivia.
This every day.
Green
every
Bay
day. How
Packers
happy are you?
I'm going to smoke you two.
Hang on.
Turn the music on. Because we're gonna get caught up. We're gonna quickly do this
right,
week.
Let's do this as a team to get caught up.
Yeah, we're gonna quickly do this week because I messed up and we missed out. So the first question on January 27th, the trivia question was: the Packers capped an early season 3-game winning streak in 2022 with a 27-24 win in overtime against what visiting AFC team in Week 4?
2022. So this would have been Rodgers last year.
In overtime.
Oh, it's the New England Patriots. That was the day Paul Chris was fired.
Final answer?
Well, no, that was in October, though. That was in October.
No, he said AFC South?
AFC.
Did you see you said Week 4?
Week 4 against the AFC.
So it wasn't New England then. Because that was October. Wait, no, it was. When did Paul Chris get fired? Because that was an overtime game.
Ben, when did you get Paul Chris? Ben, when did you get Paul Chris fired? What do you remember wearing?
I think it was October 1st.
Okay.
It
felt like October. I'm good with it. It's the New
England
Patriots.
It felt like October?
It's
ding, ding, ding.
October 2nd was the Patriots. That's right.
There it is. Next, kicker Mason Crosby posted a team leading 112 points for the Packers in 2022 on... Oh, that was just a fact. Sorry.
Working the kinks out.
That was a trivia. Baby, I'm sorry. I didn't open this yet. All right. What Pro Football Hall of Fame offensive lineman took on emergency kicking duties for the Packers midway through the 1962 season?
It's either Jerry Kramer or Fuzzy Thurston.
Oh, my boy.
Strofe is cooking.
Strofe is cooking. All right, here's the last one. Trivia for the day.
Is this today's date?
This is today's date, January 31st, trivia for the day. What Packers offensive lineman earned his second career Pro Bowl berth in the year of 2022?
Elgton Jenkins.
Yep. Yeah, Elgton.
Yep.
Strofe is smart. Elgton Jenkins.
About that.
I know my Packers, boys.
You know your Packers. You even knew Jerry Kramer.
Even 1962.
And Fuzzy Zeller.
Fuzzy Thurston.
Who is Fuzzy? Why is he Fuzzy?
He played alongside Jerry. I think
D-line?
No, offensive line.
What do you say? So, Strofe, you know how I've had a big issue with the way that Kyle opens the show when I toss it to him? And he goes, hey, it's hump day.
Yeah, today's Freaky Friday.
I think he should have to do the trivia question for the day every day we open the show.
But what if there's not a trivia question out there?
What if it's just a whole month?
What if it's just about Mason Crosby?
He missed a whole month, and there's weekends that he can go back to.
If it's a fact, he could always like omit the name and just say this player kicked this many field goals.
That takes planning. I have to plan for that.
Think quickly.
Yes, I do. I do.
I know what Brad's got planned, and that's a delicious, delicious drink that's waiting for him in the Nortman fridge at the Nortman Estate.
That's exactly right, because it's a Friday, baby. Friday means work week over. I get to go home, the Nortman Estate, go down to the fridge that is full of Carbless. That's right. You guessed it. Carbless is all in the Nortman fridge. I'm going to enjoy it tonight. I'm going to get back, kick my shoes up, and be able to crack that Carbless. It is whatever I'm doing, whether I be hanging out tonight on a Friday night, watching the big game in a couple of weeks, or just relaxing with friends and family. Carbless is always in my hands. It's my constant companion. It is everything I'm looking for when it comes to a ready-to-drink cocktail. I got a workout this morning. I tried to eat healthy. That is Carbless checking the box for me for a guilt-free experience. Gluten-free, carb-free, sugar-free, that means guilt-free. 100 calories per can, made right here in the great state of Wisconsin. There's so many reasons to want Carbless, to root for Carbless, and to enjoy Carbless. Not only that, though, the flavors, folks, the flavors. There is something for everybody. Classic cocktails like Mojito, Moscow Mule, Paloma, Margarita, that's my favorite flavor. Particularly right now, you know, it's cold outside and you want to feel like you're a little bit of warmth. You crack open a margarita or a strawberry margarita. It feels like you're on the beach, baby. Not only that, there's vodka cocktails like black raspberry, lemon lime, pineapple. I had a black raspberry last night with the boys. And it was really good. Not only that, 5 new flavors coming in 2025. A little birdie from Carbless told me I'm going to try them early. So I'm going to be able to report back to you, KBN Nation, on which ones that you need to try. Get ready. 2025 is going to be the year of Carbless. This is more. If you haven't tried it already, grab yourself a Carbless and enjoy the weekend, KBN Nation.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman continues next. Don't go anywhere. Greg Scalzo, Big Boss, scheduled to appear at 3:30.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Subarus, anybody in the Subaru driving down Fond du Lac or Capitol, I'm like, you are not where you need to be driving that slow.
I mean, if we're being honest, it's always the Subaru.
It is always a Subaru.
And they likely have a lot of bumper stickers.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
DJ Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Happy to be blessed by the presence of Ashton Rotman back there with Alex Strofe as well. Ryan Wollersheim and Chrissy, they're hanging out, getting all trained up at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. And it's time now to head over to the nerd, Brad Nortman, for some information.
Yeah, that's right, guys. I was looking, you know, perusing the internet world, looking at free agents, thinking about what is the projected payday for some of these free agents. What catches my eye? Friend T. Higgins. Now, there's been this this narrative that the Packers should go get T. Higgins as their number one wide receiver. And you know what? I was like, that sounds like a great idea. We need T. Higgins as our number one wide receiver. But then I looked at the projected salary, the projected contract that T. Higgins is likely going to elicit. I'm out. I'm out on T. Higgins. Not
that
interested.
That quickly, huh?
Just like that. I saw it's going to be at least 4 years, at least $100 million+. It's going to be somewhere between $25 and $30 million a year for 4 years, more than $100 million. Probably the first at least 2 years that's going to be guaranteed. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, our entire wide receiver room right now is $11 million and change. And T. Higgins is going to be $25 to $30 million a year, $100 million of committed capital to him over 4 years. I was just thinking to myself, I don't want a receiver that's unproven as a number one, I'll say it, unproven as a number one wide receiver to elicit that much money. I think T. Higgins is a really good wide receiver. He very may well go to whatever team gets him, maybe the Green Bay Packers. He might be a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL. He might completely shine and be worthy of a number one wide receiver tag. But his entire career, he's had Joe Burrow, who's a stud, and he's had Ja'Marr Chase, who might be the number one wide receiver in the entire NFL. Let me ask you, when defenses go up against the Cincinnati Bengals, who do you think they're saying, we got to stop this guy? Is it T. Higgins or is it Ja'Marr Chase? It's Ja'Marr Chase. When they say, who are we going to put our best cornerback on? Who are we going to tilt coverage to? Who are we going to double team? It's Ja'Marr Chase, not T. Higgins. So with this idea that T. Higgins is undoubtedly the best receiver in free agency, okay? He's been in the wide receiver two role his entire life. So why do I think, I do not want to give that much money to a guy that hasn't proven he can be a wide receiver one. He might be, but he also might not be. $100 million or more for 4 years for T. Higgins, I'm officially out.
I think this is too much T. Higgins slander for you here.
It's not slander.
No,
it's
just I couldn't agree more.
It's not a good bet.
No, if I repeat,
basically my take is, everything Brad said.
There you go, Ben. Beautifully said, might I add.
Thank you. It's the smartest thing I've ever said on the show.
I get what you're saying, but I feel like we're putting a negative tag on T. Higgins because of the fact he was a number two. Do you think Jordan Addison out in Minnesota is a bad number two?
I'd be hesitant to pay him number one receiver numbers.
Yes, this
agree.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
The thing is, when guys like Ja'Marr Chase were out, right, T. Higgins still shine, right? When guys like Justin Jefferson was out, Jordan Addison still shine. Do you think Devontae Smith doesn't deserve $20-some million a year?
I would be hesitant to pay Devontae Smith as well.
And I think that's the problem right there. So you got the problem that Goody guy. So you're the reason why the Green Bay Packers are struggling now, because we don't have a number one wide receiver threat. Because
you're afraid, you Goody.
You're afraid to invest. In order to get to where you want to go, sometimes you have to make big investments. Now, am I paying T. Higgins $25-30 million a year? I wouldn't want to, but 25, I would consider it. 30? No, I can't pay him 30 with this Green Bay Packers roster. But overall, T. Higgins has shown that he is a solid receiver. Well, is he an elite number one or top five receiver? No, but he's definitely a top 15 receiver in the NFL. And a top 15 receiver in the NFL may be the difference between you getting put out in the wild card round or you going to the NFC championship game.
Ja'Marr Chase only missed 4 games in 2022. That's the only time he's missed.
Okay, well, First of all, T. Higgins, he did fine.
He did fine. You made that up.
But
I remember T. Higgins killed it. I can look it up. I'm not making nothing
but
up.
But this is Brad
outed you of making something up.
I'm about to get you the stats. I feel like I saw that somewhere.
Games in 2022 that Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins went off.
I would feel better for this reason. I would feel better with Tay, even on a 2 or 3 year deal, even if you need to pay him $25 million, maybe the same amount per year. You know he can handle the wide receiver one responsibility and thrive in that moment. I don't know that about T. Higgins. So someone's going to pay him that, and he very well might go off. But I can't trust and give that level of capital to a guy that has been wide receiver one for 4 games.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I know when I be seeing stuff. A friendly reminder, in the 4 games Ja'Marr Chase missed last season, T. Higgins went for 26 catches, 371 yards, caught 8 of his 10 contested targets, and had 11 explosive plays, and he had a passer rating, basically a passer rating when targeted, 121. Y'all shut up! I know I be seeing
stuff. That's enough sample size
and
for
went,
you.
And the Bengals went 4-0.
So that's enough sample
they
size
won.
For you, Kyle, to give him that big, a top 10 wide receiver contract.
My whole point is this, is that is he Ja'Marr Chase? No. but he's better than any receiver that we had on this roster. He would be the best receiver the Green Bay Packers had since they had Devontae Adams. And we've been crying about the fact that the Packers need to get another number one. You need to make an investment at some point. And if T. Higgins can come at the right price, and we're talking 4 years, $100 million, it seems like a lot, but you know what you won't care about that money? If the Packers are putting that Lombardi trophy up in the air, it
does not matter.
T. Higgins
won't be the difference. Would you rather have a pass rush or a wide receiver?
I mean, I'd rather have a pass rush.
So how are you going to pay T. and get a pass rush?
These teams somehow find a way. Somehow the Eagles got two great. They got pass rushers in. They got great.
They draft really well.
They got great. They paid their quarterback. They paid their both wide receivers
Saquon.
As well. They paid Saquon. I mean, yeah, they got money pulled out
where,
the ears.
Where is
sometimes
all the money coming from?
No, sometimes exactly. I wonder if the cap only applies to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, it
look
does.
At the way that like some of these teams are built. I'm like,
look at the 49ers.
What? Hot dogs, what?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm saying it's crazy. They got name after name after name after name after name.
And the Eagles have also two All-Pro offensive linemen that are also on big contracts.
Been paid. Yeah, I don't. How can they pay seven and we can only pay two?
Is this just a team going all in when they can go all in? Like just stack up, give the contract, and we're gonna experience the pain later for our window. Now the Packers just don't do that.
Sure, Brad, but you're sitting here, you're advocating and campaigning against the Packers going all in. When a guy has proven, when Jamar chases us on four times, he could be the lead wide receiver.
Okay.
Now you're trolling. That's
what the numbers say.
Touche, Kyle. Touche.
371 yards in four games. Guess
your
what?
Stats
wait a
minute. Are let me heard.
Let me just finish.
I've heard both of you go back and forth.
Wait,
I want to say something.
Okay. Can I just. 371 yards. That's like half of what the Packers' leading wide receiver had this year.
It's like 90 a game? Over four games?
Now he asking me for math. Freddie, no math.
I know the answer. Yes, it's still less than 100 yards a game.
All I'm trying to say is, do I think that T. Higgins is a really good wide receiver? Do I think he could thrive as a number one wide receiver somewhere? Yes. Am I willing to invest the money that it's sounding like it will cost for him to be that guy in Green Bay? I am not willing to do that. That's
I'm
for
right
$25 million. If the Packers signed T. Higgins for $25 million, I guarantee you all be sitting here saying, wow, they did it. You wouldn't be saying, ooh, that's a bad investment. You would trust that.
I don't know.
Russ Ball,
I don't know.
No.
Depending on the guarantees, I'm going to look at it and say, okay, dude's got to be a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL.
A bona fide stud.
And like shift coverage and be double teamed and still get separation.
So how do we solve the receiver issue?
It'd be nice if you drafted well. You got Tay Adams out there, who is a number one. He'd be number one for two more years. My thing is, if there was not a Jamar Chase, because he's like the best in the NFL, but if there was like a St. Brown and Ayuk, trying to think of other names out there.
Ayuk got $28 million. St. Brown getting $30 million. Like
this. Ernie and a barn chimes in.
He's more of a wide receiver one than T.
How can Green Bay pay Higgins that much than bringing a pass rusher? Put the pipe down, Wallace.
I'm telling y'all right now, maybe if they can find a way to get rid of those, let me not be mean.
So
if they can find a way to, I don't know.
I stole that from Ernie and a barn, by the way. I basically said the same thing.
T. Higgins to you is a bona fide number one wide receiver, and the Packers should absolutely go get him. Kyle.
If for the right price, yes. If it's $25 million, 4 years, $100 million, they should go get him. You know
why
they should go get
him? 30?
No, 30's too much. You got the 30 is for elite guys, right? If you can get a bona fide number one, do you know how much better that makes the rest of the receivers? How much better is Romeo Doubs when he doesn't have to be sometimes the main attraction? How many times do you think Jaden Reed going to go zero catches in the game or one catch in the game when you got a guy like T. Higgins? He's going to be that much better. Tucker Kraft is an emerging player for the Green Bay Packers. He becomes better when everybody needs to focus on one part. People focus on Christian Watson because he can take the top off of defense. Now, think if they have to focus on a guy where a linebacker has to cheat over on a slant or something like that, or to get underneath on I guess it's not a deep post, but get underneath on T. Higgins or a safety.
All right, we're in the route running.
We got
right
route
now.
Trees
no,
talking.
We got route tree talking.
But no,
hold on. I'm done.
I get
I'm
what you're
done.
Saying. I
we're
get
in the
what
route
you're
tree
saying.
Right now. We're out of the route tree.
Get T. Higgins. Right price, though.
Get well with Quintessa.
That's right, Quintessa. They will not let you down. They would be the number. They are the wide receiver one of the aesthetic world. Let me tell you that. Quintessa Aesthetic Center is going to be your go-to spot when it comes to total wellness. I go to the Brookfield location. Jess is unbelievable when it comes to making me feel energized, confident, ready to take on everything 2025 has to offer. I mean, I don't even have time to tell you all the tools that Quintessa has in its toolkit to give you that confident, revitalized self. It could be Botox, which Homer says everybody should get Botox. If you're going to get Botox, go to Quintessa. Skincare treatments, IV therapy, hormone therapies for all different things that you might need it for. Even things that just relax the body and mind, like infrared sauna. I'm on a supplement regimen right now that helps me be at my best no matter where I'm at. I feel my absolute best. I look my absolute best. And I have Quintessa to thank for that. I invest in so many things. Investing in my health is something that I value. Quintessa makes it simple, effective, tailored to you. So you might as well take that free consultation. They're going to be able to sit down with you and figure out what you need and where you want to be. Quintessa is going to give you that more confident, revitalized self in 2025. So visit myquintessa.com today and take that first step toward a healthier you.
A lot of suggestions on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. We get to your suggestions, wishes. It's rumor season, and we have the definition. Wait, hang on.
What?
What's going on in your head, boy? Get him some. Stop drinking the PLA. Drink some water.
Somebody get him a Snickers or something.
Seriously.
So, what the hell's going on with you today?
You're not even speaking English.
you like will get halfway through a sentence and then go, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
what did I just say?
Start over here for me. And then like, Strofe didn't help you with anything. You just finished what you were saying.
All right, coming up next on KBN, we review your responses. What do you want the Packers to do this offseason? We will get Ben some water, high-quality H2O, maybe a Snickers.
A canned water.
We're all going to figure it out together. More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
My offer, as we've come up with it at KBN, thanks to JD and Fondy, reutilizing Judy, who's still in my garage right now.
Is she a big booty Judy or a little flat flapjack booty Judy?
She's got a little something to her. I'll say that.
Yeah, she got some
Judy the flapjack. Judy the blow-up doll. She got a little something to her.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Casino Hotel and their brand new sports book is amazing. I will be there on the big game. Noon to 3. I'm excited for that. I'm going to go over every single prop possible.
Can I even inflate your excitement?
Josh DiMaggio will be with me.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who's leading you up to kick off at Pato that Sunday?
Sunday Karma with Alex Strofe and Kyle Wallace.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out. I'm supposed to be at Pato that day?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, is it official now?
Probably get some free food, Kyle.
The way I'm looking at it,
We need to get a producer in the studio then, because I'd be damned if I don't get free.
Part-time Will.
Our buddy Will will be here. Part-time Will, yep.
Oh, wow.
You're free food after all, Kyle.
I'm glad I just found this out, because I would have drove here and been like, hey, what's going on? I get here about 9:45.
I would have made it.
February 9th, I'll see you at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, 10 to noon, and then leading into a special edition of the Weekly Wager.
Is it just you and I?
Just you and me, buddy.
All right, so I get
a full time. Is it just me and Josh DiMaggio?
I mean, I'll hang out if you'd like.
No, that's good. We're good. Oh, wow. We're good, especially after the Weekly Wager that we had with you. I think 3 hours of Josh. No, I don't know. Josh might want to kill me after 3 hours.
Mm. 3 hours of just you and Josh DiMaggio?
We'll be able to talk. Three hours of NFL.
Oh, I don't doubt
bets
that.
And bets for the Super Bowl. Or I mean, I can say that. Yes.
I don't doubt that. I'm saying
no sponsor.
I think he might kill you after just 3 hours.
Big game. Strofe, you're not paying attention.
The big game.
The big game.
And by the way, Ben, I actually think that I should help you with that, because the last 2 days that you've made your best bets, I've told you that one sucked, and then I told you the other one was good.
So are you trying to take credit for my best bets?
No, I'm trying to take credit
for... Are you trying to have Kyle's best bets?
No, I mean, Kyle's best bets based off... Here, Kyle's best bet based off of Ben's best bet. Should you fade Ben or should you go with Ben?
Ooh, I actually like this.
I've been telling you, you've been good.
Like, I'm 4-2 in 2025.
And I'm 6-0 in 2025 because I told you what I agree with. Everything I agree with, you won. Everything I disagree with, you lost. So, I mean, for real, it's Ben's best bet, and Kyle's giving you a best bet on Ben's best bet, whether to fade or go with him.
I kind of love
this. This is getting confusing.
I kind of love it.
But I told you yesterday, I love UCLA. I told you a couple days ago, I like Bama.
I like Bama.
Yeah, what can I say?
What was the other one that I lost that
I can't
that you
recall.
Didn't like?
I can't recall.
Was it the Michigan State One, Michigan. Well, no, they weren't playing.
But no, the Michigan. Oregon, no, I
Oregon
love the,
ranked.
I love the Michigan. I told him I love the Oregon. No, who? Somebody went to
this
Michigan
is
State.
The dumbest thing what ever.
Are you doing? Indiana
Kyle,
went.
Kyle, give it a rest.
Just stick to your bit. Once I give the actual best.
Wait, we don't need proof. Just give it a rest.
He asked me, and I wanted to try to confirm because I do recall the Big Ten game
backfired completely.
I'm thinking about best bets, and I'm thinking about the big game. A week from Sunday. And like, I love all those prop bets that you're talking about. What color on Kyle's shirt will the Gatorade be?
Oh!
Because Kyle represents about every color Gatorade except there could possibly be.
Except purple, yeah.
Is purple a common flavor?
Big, oh, yeah.
Or a common color?
Grape, yeah. Grape, yeah.
Oh, sure, I guess grape. I'm going to go with red.
Ew.
I'm go with red.
What? I'm going to go with something that's been more prominent the last few years, and that would be clear.
Clear? Well, clear water?
Clearer water,
oh, that's
yes.
Soft. That's soft.
So soft. I hate that.
Soft by me or soft by them?
Everyone.
By them. By you. By me.
I'm thinking on my left sleeve, a little reddish-orange from the Chiefs on
there's
Sunday.
Either red or orange.
Okay, red.
Different colors.
Red. We'll go red.
But Brad already took red.
Okay, well, then I'll go with my little strings that I have on my neck orange.
You know, I wonder who makes that decision, because there is one Gatorade cooler in the middle, and after every punt, I would go back there as part of my process.
Okay, actually, I love that he's doing this, because I want to know how they have a prop bet on Gatorade colors when, like, there's probably a process for each team.
No, you probably grab a random one. I mean, when you guys won the NFC Championship game, I imagine, did you drench Rivera?
Yeah, we did.
But is there a random one, or how many different Gatorade tubs are there?
There's one primary Gatorade tub in the middle, and like I would go after every punt, I would go as part of my process, get a little bit of Gatorade.
For what?
You part of my process.
That tradition.
Play and then I chug some Gatorade.
I punted the ball and I went and got some Gatorade.
I would either sit back and enjoy and appreciate the good punt, or I would process the bad punt, and then me crinkling up the thing and throwing it in the garbage was me symbolically moving on to the next one.
Good for you. And hey, that's so why he's so great at what he did. Go,
but again, I don't care about any of your feelings. I care how many Gatorade tubs were there.
There's usually two. But there's usually a water,
right,
and there's usually a Gatorade. There's like the two of them in the middle. And like for the life of me, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know what dictated the color and the flavor.
Come on!
Did
it change every game?
Sometimes it would change based on where you were. I don't know if it was up to our new team nutritionist.
Oh,
I don't know if
this is deep.
I'm trying to think about what my common flavor of Gatorade was.
So if I knew
I was
a Kansas
moment,
City,
I wasn't even tasting it.
So if I knew a Chiefs player, I could ask a Kansas City Chiefs player, like, what kind of Gatorade do you guys typically have?
It's not a guarantee that's going to be
but
that
if
flavor.
If they say, hey, yeah, like 10 out of the 18 games we had the orange, then I might go bet orange. Is that illegal?
I don't know if that's inside betting.
Is it? I'm just asking a question.
With the intent to make money on it.
I mean, that would be inside betting.
Oh,
inside
yeah.
Betting.
Might not
inside
want betting to say like that out loud.
Oh, I'm not doing that because I don't know anybody from the Chiefs or anybody from the Eagles. But the Commanders, I would have had a chance.
The Commanders?
Oh, yeah, your boy.
So if your boy made it to the Super Bowl,
I would have said, Nick, hey, great job, congrats. What color Gatorade y'all like drinking over there? I just was curious.
Make sure you grab the water one.
I love hearing your little process, Brad.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was a very, very real process. Very
All
real.
Of these will be discussed and many more at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel on the day of the big game with Sunday Karma from 10 to noon and a special edition weekly wager from noon until 3. Can't wait. We'll see you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Greg Scalzo, big boss, market manager of Milwaukee, joins us next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
And I'm sure he'll offer this opportunity again.
Absolutely
what are you
going
to sell? What are you going to say to Ben Brust?
I'm saying you don't get your hand on my goddamn face.
No.
It's a no. I can say it in different languages. No, no, no.
Niche or whatever it is.
I don't know.
Nine.
That's a firm way to say no.
Nine. Next time we say nine. Nine.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
ESPN Milwaukee's Big Boss.
I'm not going to be able to help you.
The only one who holds Ben accountable.
We each do our own research, Ben.
Welcome to Thursdays with Greg Scalzo.
Happy Thursday!
On Kyle, Brust, and Norton.
Give us a real happy Friday since it's not Thursday.
Happy Friday!
There he is, the man himself, Greg Scalzo, joining Kyle Brust Nortman to close out the ESPN Wisconsin portion of the show. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norton with Strophy running the show. 800-990-ESPN is the cardless talk and text line. List is more. You know, your boy old team, Mark Tauscher.
That's your boy, huh?
That's right.
How many fronts is Ben fighting wars on right now?
Several.
Several? What do you mean, that's several?
That's where most of the troops are allocated,
Well, you told Kyle, you told Kyle you were going to kick his ass today during the show. You told me that's you were going to kill me during today's show. You got Tauscher.
I would
really
take Kyle against Ben. Yeah. I would take Ben against Stroh.
That's fair. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yep.
Your best man don't believe in you.
Damn!
You think you can beat Kyle up?
I can see his man boobs.
Hey, don't
here.
Let the man boobs confuse you. Now I'm a fighter. You know, it ain't
Kyle,
the size of the dog in a fight, it's the size of fighting the dog.
You've never been in a fight in your life. You've never been punched in the face in your life.
Then I'm taking me.
Sorry, buddy. No, because you don't know if you can take a punch.
That's my point.
You think you can take a punch. Everybody got a plan until they get hit.
Yeah, I've watched John Wick, The Matrix, Jason Bourne.
Oh, bro, you're done.
You don't get that.
I'm all those guys.
It doesn't get transmitted to you by watching it.
It does. I learned to shoot a basketball was I watched people shoot and I emulated that, and it's the same way that I take into fighting in my life.
As another guy who's never been in a fight before, I fear for you, Ben. I fear for you. I don't think you're going to do well because I don't think I'd do well.
I'd love for Greg to hear some audio from Mark Tauscher because, you know, old T is a Packer Hall of Famer. He's your guy. I'm your guy, but he's your guy. So we'll get to see Greg's feelings on what side he wants to be on.
Is this
here.
Like a real war between Tausch and Brust?
Tausch is sensitive. Yeah. He goes personal right away. It's great. It's
Brust,
so good.
First off, is a Bears guy. Like, he's been a Bears fan his whole life, and then he transported himself in. So, whatever.
So he's faking
Brust is going to do Brust things. Yeah, Brust is Brust. So he can say things, and that's fine.
God,
exactly,
that
Coach. I couldn't agree more. But Norty and Kyle just latched on, and it was embarrassing. Like, oh, yeah, Ben, that's a great point, Ben. Yeah. And
it
then
was.
Ben, a segment I later... Agreed. Basically says what I said. Oh, the defense has gotten better. I didn't say they were going to win a Super Bowl. I said the defense played well enough to win. That's what I said. Verbatim.
That is what you said. Indeed.
And they crush me. Call me delusional.
That's just about enough from Mark Tauscher there. So the context here, Greg, is... Mark Tauscher is a toad for the Green Bay Packers. He will wave the flag. He's got it on the car. Like anything the Green Bay – he's a goot stan. Everything that they do is the world, and it's great. It's wonderful. And maybe part of the way I'm saying this right now is probably what got under his skin a little bit because I know I'm kind of being
old. It's facts. It's facts. I like Tauscher, but you're keeping it real.
Essentially – he is cherry picking right now. He's like, the Green Bay Packers defense was good enough to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. As Kyle said, Brad and I said, no crap. That was the one game all season in which they played a team with a better record. Yes, it was in the playoffs. But I hear Jason saying, you know how you make it far in the playoffs? You make less mistakes. I hear Tausch saying, the defense, they played well enough against the Eagles to win that game. Yeah, that's great. Our philosophy here on Kyle Brust-Nortman is we are looking at the Green Bay Packers under a microscope to figure out how they can get back to a Super Bowl for the first time since 2010. So when I hear Tausch cherry pick that the defense was good enough to beat the Eagles in that game, that's great. The other teams averaged 29.5 points per game in the five games in the regular season where they played teams with a better record than them. How am I supposed to believe that one game in the playoffs I'm just supposed to listen to Tausch and just be like, oh yeah, everything's hunky-dory. No, it's not. You need a pass rusher. You lose Jair, you're going to need a cornerback. The defense got better, but the way that he presents things is just like everything's going to be great. Just got under me a little bit.
This feels a little bit like when you get in a fight with your significant other about something that's minor, but it's really about something else. I mean, you guys, there can't be that much animosity about whether or not the Packers defense is good enough. Like, well, is that what we're talking about?
He probably knew what he said. It was a little stupid, and I think he felt bad. You know when you say something dumb and then you want to take it back?
Because what he said that was dumb. What he said that was dumb was that the Packers defense was good enough to beat the Eagles?
No, he's made it seem like it was good enough to make it to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's like, you know, if the offense were good enough to win. The Packers defense good enough to win.
He hedged. He Johnny hedged.
And we got after it a little bit.
Okay. All right. So he Johnny hedged and basically like
I get after Matt. I'm like, this team, this defense was no chance of going to a Super Bowl based off the performance. And he goes, he takes me out of context. Wah! Brusty's a Bears guy. Transplant. Wah!
Are you the big cat of Wisconsin sports media? Is that what we're getting at right now?
Is that what big cat
Fraud!
Does?
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Kyle doesn't know.
For those that don't know, Big Cat, Dan Katz.
Friend of Ben Bruss.
Oh, that's his name, Dan Katz.
Yes, famously, it represents the city of Chicago.
Oh,
and
that he's
hid
not
for
from,
many
yeah.
years that he actually grew up in Massachusetts as a New England Patriots fan.
Really?
Yes. You guys didn't know this?
So I heard that part, but I didn't realize what you were trying to say. But yeah.
But like, I don't think any Ben's ever hid being from Chicago.
Yeah. I'm from Chicago.
Nobody
I don't
really
root
knows,
for the Bears.
And he says
really
how much he hates the Bears.
Who he roots for?
I don't even know who I root for half the time.
I know
he is an enigma.
You taught me. You said you root for whoever you bet on.
Yeah.
That's his favorite team.
Did you know that we hit UCLA on my best bet here on Kyle Bruston Ortman?
Cool.
Of course I do.
That's a lie.
No, I don't know.
You got to look at my texts.
I look at some of them.
Who do you consider more of a better friend to you, Mark Tauscher?
You're so whiny.
Look at my texts.
You look at my text, please pick me.
See, that's the worst. He's the worst text.
Look at Stroh talks amazing.
Go back.
No, that's why. See, that's why I don't want us to be too close. I got enough people in my, you know, messaging me wanting me to return text. I don't need my co-host and teammate texting
me. He's
the
best man at my wedding.
At what point does he start to get agitated if you haven't responded to him?
I am an all-time bad texter, so it's not exclusive. It's not exclusive to Ben. Many people in my life get upset with my, I don't want to say inability or refusal, but my ineffectiveness at actually responding.
How many text messages do you get a day? Just like in general, new messages from different people.
At this point, like, there's some people who've just flat out stopped texting.
I've given up. Outside of birthdays, I've given up.
But there's also a good amount of time where, like, Tausch is a great example. Tausch will text me things, and I'll just call him because I know I can get him on my way into work. So then it looks like I haven't responded to any text from him for the last 20 texts, but I'm a pick up the phone and call guy. I'm a phone call guy.
You know,
on Sunday mornings when it's an NFL slate,
I do a lot of complaining. You do text me more than you text most.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a no.
No, I do.
I mean, he did the high voice. Yeah.
A lot of it's gambling related, for being honest.
Well, Greg, you text me back when I text you, so because I don't overwhelm him with nonsense that isn't important.
Yeah, so
when
now you're trying to give me a lesson on how to communicate with my best friend.
Should we look at some Ben Bruss texts?
Yeah, like, it's too much, right? He knows if I text him, it's probably important. He'll get back to me.
I can't imagine
nonsense.
How much complaining there is.
Oh, it's probably so much.
Jeez, Brad.
He probably texted you yesterday complaining.
Yeah, he did.
Greg.
Hit me when you can. very frustrated. you did send me a screenshot of UCLA yesterday. Didn't respond.
Yep.
But most of it is honestly just, screenshots being mean to people.
And stuff that we can't share right now that we're both scrolling through.
Or gambling texts.
Leaving them on red, huh?
Yeah. So,
damn! Look at all my stuff.
Wow, yeah, you're a thirsty person.
I'm like a single girl chasing after Greg.
Yeah, I didn't want to say
in his heyday.
Or you're like a guy who's in a girl's DM, just nonstop having a conversation with themselves. That's what you are.
Either way,
get the hint, buddy. She doesn't want you.
Get the hint.
What you need to do is drill down. Like, what's really at the heart of this conflict between KBN and Wildy and Tausch?
They're jealous. We're the new hot girls on the block. That's what it is.
All right.
That's what it is.
How can you not be threatened by this man? Yeah, look at him.
That's all threat.
He's a 90s parachute in gym class.
What? How dope is this shirt?
That's a great shirt. I love
no,
this
come
shirt.
On, Scales.
Stop.
You don't.
No,
you
I got
don't
Scales. 1,000%.
No, yeah. You dress up nice. That is not a nice shirt.
He would look handsome in this with that hair and everything, that smile.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to raise now, too?
Oh, No, I'm
no,
good.
That's a good looking shirt.
His wife would love it.
Oh wow.
Whoa.
Oh wow.
How do you know
that?
He means on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, famously, my fiance looked Kyle up and down 2 weeks ago, so I'm a little insecure over here.
Yeah, we'll keep her away from me. I don't want
to. A lot of insecurity from you, Ben. What's going on?
I don't know, man.
He's had a rough week. We love
I want to hang out with you more. I miss you.
God, he is desperate.
I'll be at his daughter's birthday party tomorrow.
Oh, you got an invite?
I got an invite.
Oh,
back in 2 minutes.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Sell out.